Great. Thank you so much, both Habib and Jeff. It's really great. That was a lot of insight into everything that goes into both designing a floating structure and all the permitting you must go through to put one of these or several of these in the water. We've had several questions come in from the audience, and we'll try to go through a few of them. First of all, this one's for you, Habib. When do you see floating offshore wind as a economically viable technology for the U.S.? Do you think we're a couple years out, a few decades out? What does your crystal ball tell you?
I think what's really important is we're going to get at least a demo project out there and evaluate it for a number of years. So if we can get a project in 2018 or 2019 and then evaluate that for 2 or 3 years, then that gives us enough information to go out there and go to the next level. I think having those stepping stone projects are very important, just like what's going on in Rhode Island right now with the deep water wind project. It's a stepping stone project. Everybody's learning from that, and then that's going to lead to bigger projects in the future. So I would think it's going to be in the 2020s, I would say, maybe 2022, 23, 24. If I may guess here. So
great, thank you. And what are the next steps for the project, both in general and specifically the next steps and the milestones for the latest round of DOE funding you received?
Well, I can't tell you that because we don't have that fixed yet with the DOE. So the DOE has just sent us the requirements that they'd like to see. We're in the process of putting together, as we speak, a statement of project objectives which would outline what we will do with this new set of funds. I can give you a general idea because nothing's been established yet and the funding isn't here yet. We expect the funding to be here over the next to be available to us over the next month. But in general, what we want to do is to complete the design effort on the project, complete the 100% FEED, which we call the design effort, and to complete the third-party reviews of the design, so the design is certified, to complete all the environmental ecological pre-testing that we need to do for the project, complete the permitting aspects of the project, and if you wish, the financial aspects of the project, pull that all together and be ready, if you wish, in a package that says, here's the environmental data, here's the engineering, here's all the permits, and here's the financial package, if you wish, and we're ready to move forward. So that's where we hope to get, if you wish, at the end of this next phase of funding.
Thank you. Jeff, you mentioned the permitting and environmental studies that were done over the last several years, and you mentioned that this will continue in 2026. Do you have any specifics or any, do you know what environmental activities might take place next?
Well, in terms of next, I mean, we will recommence our consultations with the various agencies and regulators and stakeholders, and we need to update that information. Eventually, we will file the requisite permit applications, and we will also complete any federal environmental assessment that would be needed for the project under the National Environmental Policy Act. To the extent that there's any local permitting that would be required for any components of the project, then we would address those as well. So that's going to be over time. Again, as Habib said, that we don't have the final scope of work nailed down with the Department of Energy, and we have not been doing any permitting work over the last year. So those would be the general next steps for the demonstration project.
Thank you. I understand that there's new Atlantic right whale regulations for the Gulf of Maine. Has that had any impact on the project?
Yeah, I've actually looked at the rule that came out. It just came out Wednesday, as a matter of fact, of this week. So everybody, including the state of Maine, is evaluating it. But I don't believe that it will have any significant impact on this demonstration project. We had already considered and taken into account right whale habitat when we were assessing the Monhegan site to begin with. It was also something that was considered by the federal and state agencies when it was selected as a test site. It was something that we've evaluated in terms of the environmental assessment under NEPA. And so while the rule expands the habitat area in the Gulf of Maine as well as in the South Atlantic off the Carolina coast, I think in Georgia, as well as Massachusetts and New Hampshire, I think for purposes of this demonstration project, it will not change anything that we will be doing. But that will obviously be something that will be discussed with the federal regulators.
Thank you.